Praise the Lord. Message 105. The title of the message, How to Obey the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 22, and let's read verse 1 to verse 19. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough food for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Abraham, Father! Yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to Abraham from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horn. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord will provide, and to this day it is said, On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possessions of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba, and Abraham stayed in Beersheba. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word to us. I pray that the message will encourage those who hear the message and take it by heart and apply it as a teaching for them of how to obey you and live their life unto you. I pray that the message will raise up more people to serve you, Lord, and it will be a reason for many workers to be revived and understand their shortcoming and repent and come fully back to you, returning from the ways of the world toward you, O God, and commit themselves fully unto you to live their life unto you, Lord, and to serve you. Lord, I pray that the message will bring you glory and honor. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Many people and maybe one of them is you, listen, desire to obey the Lord, and they say, we want to obey the Lord, but when it coming to the practical things, you fail. We find Abraham here called by God to do something very difficult. But he was able to do it. He was able to obey the Lord. Why Abraham was able to respond to God's call, even what the Lord had demanded of him, is something very strange, or and also not only very strange but very demanding things on the life of Abraham. We know that Abraham have only one son from Sarah, and that's Isaac. He was born to him when he is 100 year and Sarah 90 years old, so there's no way that they can bear another child. And here we find that the Lord asked him to give him Isaac. How Abraham was able to obey the Lord. The first things that Abraham did, he was able to suppress his heart emotion. When the Lord asked him to give him Isaac, Isaac is the son of Abraham, is the only son, and there's a great love in the heart of Abraham toward Isaac. Now, if the love in the heart of Abraham toward Isaac was not suppressed, Abraham would not be able to obey the Lord. Many people, they are desiring to obey God, but why they cannot? Because they are controlled with their emotion. When coming to the thing that they love, their emotion prevail, their culture and tradition, the love of the flesh, love for the worldly things, will hinder them from obeying God. Many times, many people, they are ruled by their emotion, their heart emotion controlling them, their jealousy controlling them, their anger controlling them, their envy controlling them, their unforgiveness controlling them. Christian should know how to suppress his emotion. You should learn how to suppress your reaction. Certain time, God wants you to close your mouth. God wants you not to answer back. God wants you to swallow even food that you don't like to eat. We need to overcome our heart and feeling and the emotional things that mess up in between and hinder us from obeying the Lord. For sure, Abraham was able to suppress his emotion. Christian, I always say, he should love with his heart, with his mind, and not with his heart, because when the emotion of the heart prevail, it overcome the word of God. It overcome the commands of the Lord, and that's why many Christian, they cannot obey God, because they give way for their emotion to prevail. Oh, I love my son, I love my husband, I love my wife. Yeah, love them in the right way. Love them with your mind, according to the word of God, not according to your emotion. Oh, I love my parents, I love my relative. Yeah, love by the word of God. According to the word of God, you love. Love with your mind, not with your heart. We know that when the Lord was speaking to his disciples, and he was telling them that he need to go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elder, the chief priests, and teachers of the Lord, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. He was speaking this to the apostles, the disciples. We know that Peter, what he answered, let's read that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 22. What Peter answered him, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Now, Peter here was controlled by his emotion. He can't accept that the Lord should die. Why? Because he is not having the sound mind. He is not allowing the word of God to control him. He is allowing his heart emotion to control him. And that's what the Lord answered him back in verse 23. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. Here, God rebuke Peter because he is seeing that Peter is controlled by his emotion. Your emotion should not be the reason for you to hinder you from obeying the Lord. So the first point here, how to obey God, is control your feelings and emotion. Control your heart feeling. Don't be ruled by your emotion, but let your mind control your body. Because we as a human, we walk standing, head up. The commanding general is our mind, but we should have the mind of Christ, the mind that is ready to obey the Lord. We need to train our heart to be under the mind of Christ's control. How we obey the Lord? How we can obey God? The second point here from the life of Abraham. Abraham spent effort. We find that when the Lord told him, give me your son, early next morning he get up. He saddled his donkey. He's an old man, maybe now he is around 150 or 120, because Isaac was born at the age of 100, and now Isaac is a youth or young adult or young teen. So minimum Abraham now is 115 or 120 years old, but he saddled his donkey, this all effort, exercise effort. He's not a lazy man. And what else he did? The Bible says when he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he cut the wood himself. He did not ask the servant or somebody else. He did it himself. He is an active man for the Lord. He exercised effort. What else he did? He traveled 3 days journey. What else? He climbed the mountain. And he carried the fire and the knife. To obey God, we need to exercise effort. We have to work hard. Many ministry, many time we fail to achieve certain things because of laziness and because we don't want to suffer. We don't want to have a long journey or long trouble. Oh, it is not enough. I will give Isaac. It is not enough. I will give Isaac. Why I need to travel 3 days? Why I need to climb the mountain? Why I need to cut the wood? Why I need to? Why I need to saddle the donkey? No, this all part of how to obey God. That things that we need, we ought to do with our bodies. Why God give us hands and feet and muscle so that we can perform what he asks us to do. So we need to spend effort in order to obey God. Third point, Abraham spent money. He took with him 2 servants. They are free? No, he paid them. They are hired. How about the thing that he took with him? The knife? It's all money. The rope is also money. How about 3 day journey? He spent food? Yes. He spent food from his pocket. Sometime When we don't like to spend, then we cannot obey God. Some people, they will say, okay, I will do the ministry, but I need some money. If you will give me my transport, I will go. Okay, suppose we will not give you the transport. You will go or no? There's a test. There's a test how to obey. How to obey God. Don't allow these things, small things, laziness. Don't like to lose some money, some more penny. Don't allow these things to hinder you from doing the ministry. What else we learn from Abraham? In order to know how to obey God. First things we say, we need to suppress our emotion and feelings. Second, we need to spend effort. Third, we need to spend money. Fourth, Abraham exercised faith. We need to exercise faith in order for us to obey God. When God asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac, Abraham knows that through Isaac that he will have his offspring. He will have the generations. But God also say, give him to me. So how I can give him to God, and how I will have also the promise of God to come. Now here, we need to exercise faith. Sometime, when we think with our thought, we cannot explain how the promise of God can be fulfilled. But what we can do, we obey His commands. How God will do it, that is up to Him. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, speak about Abraham, how he thought about it. When the Lord told him, give me your son, your only son Isaac, he also knew that through Isaac that he will receive the promise of God. So here, in the front of him, Isaac, the gift of God, and God the giver, who asked him to give Isaac. How he will have his offspring while Isaac will be taken by God, that is not his problem. His problem is to obey. How he need to overcome? He need to exercise faith in the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 to verse 19, by faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God has said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. What do you think? Okay, yes, God told me that through Isaac they will have your offspring. Now God now also told me, according to his commands, to give my son Isaac and to sacrifice him to him. So how this can be come true? The only thing that I need to believe that I need to believe that God can raise the dead, and that's our faith in Christ. As He rose from the dead, He can raise us also from the dead. So here on earth, we are called to obey Him so that we can raise up on the last day when He will come If we are dead, we will rise up and meet him. If we are alive, we will be taken with those who are still alive at the coming of the Lord. We need to exercise faith. Faith needed in this situation. When God's word says something and God speaks to us clearly, and what he speaks, sometimes we cannot explain, we need to exercise faith, dig in the promises of the Lord, dig in the word of God, and the word of God will give us explanation. You know, Abraham, at that time of Abraham, there is no written word, not yet written. But he has the word of God in his heart, inspired by the Lord. Now we have the Bible, we can go through it, and we can see when God speaks to us, how he can fulfill his promise. We need to put faith into practice and exercise faith. How to obey God? You need to exercise faith. Certain time we need to walk on the water. We have to get out of the boat and walk on the water as Peter did. Don't look to the wind or to the storm or to the water, but look unto Jesus. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12 verse 2. We need to exercise faith. How we can obey the Lord? From the life of Abraham, we learn Abraham exercised his authority. How he exercised his authority? Exercised his authority, being a man, to lead the family over his wife. He exercised his authority and over his son Isaac and over his household. I am not saying because he is man that everyone should listen, but he exercises authority because God's word said that the man should be the head of the woman and the head of the family, but the head of man is Christ. The word of God should be there. When Abraham knew that God is speaking to him, God's word is saying, offer me Isaac, he need to stand firm on that and exercise his authority over his wife and over his son Isaac. I don't think that when Abraham left the house, Sarah does not know what he is going to do with Isaac. He would inform her. The Bible does not speak about if he inform her or no, or if she agree or no. But the point here, certain time we want to obey God, but some people may get upset or they don't like us to do certain things for God because that will affect them. Because here we have like Sarah, Isaac will be taken from her. She may make fuss and grumble against Abraham and fight with him, but he exercised his authority. He did not say to God, how about my wife and how about my son will not obey and what I can do. No, he already, the family is prepared. Husband is the head of the family, of the wife. His head is Christ, his word. Sarah obeyed Abraham because Abraham obeyed God. So our authority comes from the Lord, from obeying the word of God. When we obey the word of God, we have the authority to rule and reign and do the right things in the life of our families and lead them into the right path. Sometimes we fail to obey God because we don't like to exercise our authority. We don't like to rebuke some people. We don't like to correct some people, they will feel upset, they will be sad, and we cannot see them crying. That is not correct. Now, of course, Abraham, he have to stand on God's word. He have to exercise his authority. What I mean here, you have to be ready. When you obey God, some people may make fuss. You should not be drawn with their emotion or their feelings and start to compromise to please them. You need to fulfill what the word of God says. You know, but I speak here that Abraham exercised his authority over his wife and child. Now, suppose God spoke to Sarah and he told her that she is the one to offer. She is the one to offer Isaac. And then Abraham will say no. You may say now how Sarah should exercise her authority because she must be under the husband. Yes, that is correct. But she can tell, this is what God says, and we need to obey. Some women, they will say, oh, what I can do, this is my husband. No, you have to explain to him. If he will force you to do something wrong, you have to explain to him, this is the word of God. I cannot go along with what you say. You are against God, and I cannot go with that. You have to make your stand. If you had been forced, that is something else. But you have to say it. Oh, I cannot do this because this is against the word of God. We need to do that because God said this. Don't be complacent. Exercise your authority. You know, Paul said to Timothy in the book of Timothy, First Timothy and chapter 4 and verse 12, he said to him, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Timothy was at that time a pastor for the church, and in the church he is a young age. And there are people who are older than him in age. So, yes, in age he is younger, but he has the authority. He needs to speak the word of God. So he tells him, don't let anyone look down on you. Exercise your authority. How you exercise it? Be a good example for them in this aspect. In life, in speech, in love, in faith, in purity. In chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, what he said to him, do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. So here around Timothy we find people who are old men and old women, and he is called by the Lord to lead them. Oh, what I will say, they are old, I cannot speak to them because he is my uncle, because she is my auntie, because they are old in age. What I will say, no, we have to explain. We have to exercise our authority. Dear uncle, dear grandpa, this is wrong. We cannot go this way because this is what God say. Let us read. We explain. We cannot compromise because of the age factor. We need to exercise our authority. Don't try to escape. Obey God. 5 points we speak. review it, review your life, so that you can be able to obey the Lord, so that His blessing will flow. Why there's no blessing? Because no obedience. Why you don't obey? You want to obey. Many people, they say, we like, we want. But why they cannot? Because they fail to suppress their emotions and heart's feeling. They fail to spend effort. They fail to spend money. When it comes to money, don't touch my pocket. They fail to exercise faith. They don't want to trust God fully when He speaks His word. I'm not saying that you jump. When God speaks clearly, we do by faith. And fifth, exercise your authority that comes from the word of God. Don't be people pleaser, but God pleaser. I pray that this message will be a great blessing to you. Father, I thank you from the depth of my heart for your word to us. That the message will be a blessing in the life of many people who hear. I pray that it had been fallen into a responsive heart, a fertile heart of a good soil, who will produce 100-fold harvest for your glory. I pray transformation in the life of your workers, that, O Lord, they will be obedient unto you. They will learn the way of how to obey you and apply your word in their life, so they will have a fruitful living unto you. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. Take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach to those who are waiting to hear your word. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Our Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.